Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
First number 18. Let me read through 22 here. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. I'll get back to that. Very important. What's the first testament? That first covenant. It was dedicated with the blood. Blood, well, let me just finish this. Verse number 19. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book of the law and the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Remember this Old Testament. Moreover, he sprinkled with the blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. In other words, when he went through the tabernacle and everything, he covered just about everything with blood. That's what it's saying here. And this is the foundation of Old Testament. We're talking about the blood, this next, last part of this verse. And even the New Testament, everything revolves around this statement when it says, without shedding of blood is no remission. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. The word blood occurs six times in these few verses. Six times. You think that blood's important? Even in the Old Covenant, it was established on the basis of blood. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 19 through 21, what we just read, is taken from Exodus chapter 24, verses 4 through 8. I have it marked, but time won't allow me to read it. What we read here, we see in Exodus chapter number 24, where Moses took the blood and he put it on everything, you know, the book of the law and the people and all the articles and he just sprinkled it on all. He was dedicating it unto the Lord. Virtually, the book of the law was sprinkled with blood, so were the people, the tabernacle, and its furnishings. Virtually every part of the sacrificial system under the law of Moses was touched by the blood in some way or another. Don't tell me blood doesn't play an important part in salvation. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. We sing that song often. What can wash away my sin? Nothing. But the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is a fountain filled with blood flows from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain. We were saved by the blood of Christ. There's so many, and I'm not picking on anybody, any denominations, but listen, there are actually denominations, you've read about this in the past, they took anything that referred to the blood out of their hymn books. I'm not going to, some of y'all may be friends with some denomination. I ain't going to pick on nobody. But they took, if it had anything to do with the blood, they took it out because it was offensive. Let me say this. I'm going to move on. I'm going to catch another rabbit, okay? We worry about offending people. What about offending God? Sometimes we don't want to say things because I don't want to hurt people's feelings or whatever. What about offending God? Well, this has always been God's foundational principle of his dealing with man is through the blood. I mentioned Adam. I mentioned Abel. All through the Old Testament, Abraham and Isaac. Remember Abraham and Isaac? Abraham took Isaac up to the mountain. Isaac said, Father Abraham, we had the wood, we had the fire, you know, but where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said, God will provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice. And by the way, what he was talking to was actually future. Even though God did provide, remember that goat that was, ram that was stuck in that thicket with his, remember that wonderful story? Abraham wasn't talking about that one. When he said God will provide himself a lamb, he was talking about the one on Calvary. That God himself would be that lamb. Remember John the Baptist. Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus Christ was God incarnate in flesh, and he came in flesh that he might be the Lamb of God. It's fundamental, it's foundational, God's dealing with the thing. It must be the shedding of blood. Not good works, not just living right, not rituals or prayers, but by the blood we are cleansed. Jesus' perfect blood. I mentioned here weeks, probably months ago, about that divine blood of Christ. Do you know that was God's blood? Jesus Christ is God, very God. And when Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary, we think of it as being man's blood. He was man in the flesh, but Jesus Christ was God, very God. That was God's blood. It was perfect. Remember us talking about this a while back? Amazing. Well, God's perfect blood. There is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. And there is no perfect forgiveness without the perfect sacrifice. That's why the Old Testament saints could not be cleansed, because those weren't perfect sacrifices. They pointed to the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Let me hit this and we're going to move on. If Jesus Christ would not have died and shed his blood, if he would not have rose again from the grave, all those resurrected saints would be in hell today. Remember, you got me chasing all kinds of rabbits, Lord. Don't do this again. Remember rich man and Lazarus. When Lazarus died, well, the rich man died, he lifted up his hell in flames. Remember the story? Lazarus died, he was in the bosom of Abraham. This is in the underworld before the death of Christ. And the rich man looked across that. He said, Father Abraham. And by the way, I take this literally. Father Abraham, send Lazarus over. Let him just dip his fingers in water and just let the water drip on my tongue because I thirst. Remember what Abraham said to him? It's not possible for him to go over there. There's a great gulf fixed between me and him. I think of it as a mirror, but anyway, a glass that you could see over. I believe the Old Testament saints could see over. Because Abraham was talking back and forth, and the rich man could see over there all the things that were going on. Anyway, that's a whole other story. Just something to think about. They were looking. They were communicating back and forth, and I can't do it. When Jesus Christ died on, and they're in that goal. If Jesus Christ would not have died, that partition would have been broke down, and hell would have engulfed the whole underworld. Are you following? However, when he died, the Bible says he led captivity captive, which means he emptied the underworld. The thief on the cross, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. After Jesus went to heaven and put his throne, his blood there in the heavenlies, he went to the underworld and he emptied the underworld. That would be Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Adam, Abel, all those who died in the Old Testament, he took them to heaven. And if you will, if you can picture this, the Bible talks about hell, H-E-L-L, hath enlarged herself. I believe after Jesus emptied that compartment of the believers of the Old Testament, that he kicked that wall out. I think of like you're remodeling a house, and you're opening, you're expanding, you knock a wall down, and you open, now instead of a small room, now you have a big room because there's just one wall between. Jesus knocked that wall down. Now all underneath the earth, in the midst of the earth, is hell. That's the unseen world of the unbelievers. But that's not the final resting place of unbelievers. We're talking about burning in hell forever. It's not forever. That hell is just a temporary abode for the unbelievers. It's like a holding cell, if you will, until their final judgment at the great white throne judgment we see in Revelation chapter number 20.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.